need you more, more than yesterday. I need you more, more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you more, more than yesterday. I need you more, more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you more. I need you, Lord, more than the air I breathe, more than the song I sing, more than the next I be, more than anything. And Lord, as time goes by, I'll be by your side. 'Cause I never want to go back to my old life. Lord, I need you more, more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before, Lord.
That you need the Lord, can you raise up your hands to the Lord and said, Lord, I cannot do things by myself. I need you more than yesterday. I don't know the challenges that I'm going to be facing tomorrow, but Lord, you are the God of yesterday, you are the God of today, but you are the God of tomorrow, and you are the one who helped me to face every challenge in my life, Lord. I need you more, Father. I need your help. I need your wisdom. I need your protection. I need your grace. I need your favor. I need your hand to be with me. I need your right hand to uphold me. I need your eyes to watch over me. I need you to lead me, Father, every day of my life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord, as we celebrate the fathers among us, Lord, we want to see you as our good, good Father. You are our Heavenly Father. We bless you, Father, Lord. And we need you beyond anything else in our life. I pray that give us the dependence of a child. Many times we think we know something. We are something. But Lord, you have proved again and again that we are nothing without you. We surrender our hearts to you. We ask you to talk to us this morning. Bless us with your word. Lord, we pray for the tithe and the offering that your people have given to the ministry. I pray that you bless them abundantly. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of God. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, it's good to be here. It's good to be here in the house of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today is, as we already went through it, today is the Father's Day. So I had in my heart a message that I was looking to the Lord to speak to mainly the fathers. So today I'll be looking at this area, brothers. So if I look at you, don't feel more condemned, but I'm trying to speak to you, okay? Maybe God is trying to speak to all the fathers and the would-be fathers. I know you would say, I'm not a father yet. Something you should note for the future, okay? If ever you plan to get married and plan to have children, this can be things that you can think about. So on a light note, let me start with, I don't know if you have heard the story of a mother who left her room in her maternity ward to go down to the nursery to see her baby, the baby that was born. And outside, you know how, I don't know how it's here probably, in India, Gulf, I know, there is a glass room where the fathers, mothers can look and see the baby in the crib everywhere. So she saw her dear husband, the father,
looking so eagerly and so lovingly towards the child. And she could see that he was totally captivated by the newborn baby, how he was looking at that child with such eagerness. So she was so touched by that, she tiptoed behind him and she slipped her arms into his arms and said, "Honey, what are you thinking as you see our little baby?" And he, for a moment, he thought, and then he looked at her and said, "I still don't understand how they are selling that crib for $89.95. Maybe they swindled me." Oh, okay, so that's not the kind of father I want to speak to you about, okay? So when you look at the child, don't look at the clothes and say, "How much I spent on you." Look at the child, the baby that the Lord has gifted you. Some of you don't know how the Father's Day started, so I thought this was basically the very first national celebration of the Father's Day was on June 19th of 1924. It was by the proclamation of President Calvin Coolidge, and it all came because of one lady by the name of Sonora Smart Dodd. Sonora was sitting in a church in 1909. She was listening to a Mother's Day sermon, and when the idea of a Father's Day came to her mind, because she was raised by her father after the death of her mother, and she wanted her father to know how special he was for her, for all the sacrifice, for her being in her eyes so courageous, so selfless, and so loving. And so she made all the efforts and she got attention of the press, and she caught the attention of the president at that time, President Calvin, who designated the third Sunday of June as a Father's Day. And our nation has been celebrating ever since. So Father's Day basically gives us a chance to honor those who are standing at the helm of the family and leading their family through the battles of life. How they are doing that. So before I even get into the message, Dr. James Dobson is an authority on parenting. In his book, Dare to Discipline, he had said three things that fathers should keep in mind. Fathers, I'm looking towards you. And I look at myself too. Three things all the time. Keep this in mind. Number one, the earliest years of a child, we all know, is with the mother. But as the child grows, the father is the example that the child follows in attitude, action, in everything regarding to God, regarding to church, regarding to spiritual things. So if you don't pray, don't expect your child to pray. If you don't open your Bible and read, don't expect your child to open their Bibles and read. And if you are not putting spiritual things first, don't expect your child to do that as well. It says that fathers are followed. The greatest followers of fathers are your own children. And so you cannot turn it to your mother, to the mother of the child, to handle that part. So this is the first thing. So be careful. You are a role model for your children. Number two, he says, the best thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. You should love fathers. You should love the mother of your children. Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 5:25, just like Christ loved the church and gave himself, a husband should love his wife. You have to show the love of God in your life by loving the partner, your love partner, your life partner, the one who is the mother of your children. Show by your love to her. Let your children learn from you so that when they grow old and they get married, they will also love their wives the same way that you loved your wife as well. The third thing Dr. James Dobson says, every father should take time to spend time with your children. And he says that fathers are not born, they are made. To be a good father, you should be a model, you should be an example, and you should pattern after yourself God. You are reflecting God to your children. And so you are the model that they can see, the God that they can see within their family is their father. So when you are a model for God, you should be the example for them to follow. So where do we find such a father? Imagine a perfect father. Where do you find him? Where do you look? Is there a thing like a perfect father? Of course, I'm telling you that you don't have to look anywhere else. Look at the Bible. Look at God, who is our perfect father. So today, for a few moments, I want to bring to you the message is that we can learn from God, our model father in heaven. We can learn from God, our model father in heaven. If you have your Bibles with you, can you open to Psalms 34? 34th Sangeetram. We are going to read a few verses, and I want to speak to you some attributes of God in relation to being a father. Oru pidavaya devathinte chela guna visheshangal. ഈ സങ്കീർത്തനത്തിൽ കൂടെ ദൈവം നമ്മളെ പഠിപ്പിക്കുമ്പോൾ എവറി ഫാദർ ടേക്ക് നോട്ട് ഓഫ് ദിസ് ദീസ് ആർ ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു മെൻഷൻ ഫൈവ് ആട്രിബ്യൂട്ട്സ് ഇൻ പർട്ടിക്കുലർ സാംസ് 34 വേഴ്സസ് 8-22 ലെറ്റ് അസ് റീഡ് ടുഗദർ റീഡ് ഇൻ യുവർ ബൈബിൾ ഐ വിൽ റീഡ് ഫ്രം മൈൻ സാംസ് 34 ഫ്രം 8 ഓ ടേസ്റ്റ് ആൻഡ് സീ ദാറ്റ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഈസ് ഗുഡ് ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ഈസ് ദ മാൻ ഹു ട്രസ്റ്റ് ഇൻ ഹിം ഓ ഫിയർ ദ ലോർഡ് You who saints, there is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil, do good, seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. And save such as of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servant, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Very quickly, five attributes I want to tell you. Number one, when you look at verse number 8, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Number one, he is trustworthy. A father is trustworthy. How we see God is good in essence. How you can be trusted by your children is that you are good. And you do good things. Number one, God is good and he is trustworthy. You should be good in your words, in your deeds, in your thoughts, in your actions. And you are trustworthy in front of your children. Number two, when you read from verse 9 and 10, it says that fear the Lord, all you saints. There is no want to those who fear him. And then it says about young lions, the animals that can capture easily the prey. It says, even they shall lack and suffer hunger. But those that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Oru nanmaikkum kuravu varathilla. What does it speak about God the Father? It says he is our provider. He is our provider. God provides for our needs. നമ്മുടെ ആവശ്യങ്ങൾക്ക് വേണ്ടി ദൈവം നമ്മളെ കരുതുന്ന ഒരു ദൈവം. ഒരു നല്ല പിതാവാകുമ്പോൾ യു ഷുഡ് ബി ഏബിൾ ടു പ്രൊവൈഡ് ഫോർ യുവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് കെയർ വാട്ട് എവർ എക്സ്ക്യൂസ് യു ഹാവ് ആസ് ദ ലീഡർ ഓഫ് യുവർ ഫാമിലി, യു ആർ ദ പ്രൊവൈഡർ ഫോർ യുവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വൈ യു ഗോ ടു വർക്ക്, യു ഏൺ മണി ആൻഡ് യു ടേക്ക് കെയർ ഓഫ് ദ നീഡ്സ്. യു ആർ ദ പ്രൊവൈഡർ, ജസ്റ്റ് ലൈക്ക് ഗോഡ് ദ ഫാദർ ഈസ് അവർ പ്രൊവൈഡർ. Then when we say from verses 15 onwards, I will read three verses. It says the eyes, look at some of the physical features of God mentioned. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to the cry. Verse number 17, the righteous cry the Lord hears. He delivers them out of their troubles. And it says, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, saves those who are of a contrite spirit. What it speaks to me is a God who is a sustainer God. God who sustains. God is sensitive to our needs. Oru pidavaya devam nammada aavishyangale kuriche sensitive. He understands. He empathizes. He is not far away. He is near. Especially when we are broken, He is near to us. He is sensitive to us. As a father, we should be sensitive to our children. You should know when they are hurting. You should be able to, give a soothing word. And you should be a father in that way to your children. Number four, we see in verses 19 and 20, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And 20 says, He guards their bones. Not one bone is broken. Speaking about God as a deliverer. You know, God delivers us from our troubles. As a father, you know, you are to deliver your children. If your children are falling into something, a problem, you as a father are expected to reach out to them and deliver them from whatever situations they are fallen into. And then the final one is verse number 22. It says, the Lord redeems the soul of the servant, and none who trust in Him shall be condemned. You know, God redeems us from destruction. You know, as a father, we are the redeemer of our children. As a father, we are the one that God gifted us. At least until they are mature enough to stand on their feet, we need to be their redeemer. We need to be trustworthy. We need to be provider to them. We need to be their sustainer. We need to be their deliverer. And we need to be their redeemer. I want to speak about three things that God does for His children. Very simple. We all know this, but I just want to remind you as I close. And my time is also almost up. Three things very quickly. Number one, about God. And you need to translate that to your life. About God. Number one, God loves His children. As a father, you should love your children. 1 John 4:19 says, we love Him because He first loved us. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrated His love to us while we were sinners. Christ died for us. God loved us first. He loves us very much. He does not wait for us to meet His expectations or wait for us to make Him proud in order to love us. He does not wait until we measure to His standards. He loved us first. Complete, constant love. Unconditional love. That should be the love for a father to the child. It may anger Him when we disobey our Heavenly Father, but He never stops loving us. Romans 8 verse 38 and 39, and Paul says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height, nor depth, or anything in all creation can separate us from the love of God. Devathinte snehathinu enne onnum vervirikkan sadhyamalla. Nothing. Because the love of God is so profound for us. And so I'm telling you, this is what God of love is. There is a lady by the name of Irma Bomick who wrote something. And I'm just quoting what she wrote. When God first created fathers, and it's a fictional, it's an imagination, okay? When God created fathers, He started with a tall frame. An angel was standing nearby and said, what kind of father is that? If you're going to make your children so close to the ground, why have you put your fathers up so high? You won't be able to shoot marbles without kneeling. He won't be able to tuck a child into the bed without bending. He would not be even able to kiss a child without stooping. God smiled and said, yes, but if I make Him the size of a child, who will the children look up to if I make Him the same size? God has made you for your children to look up to you. And then when God formed the father's hands, they were huge and large. The angel shook his head and said, I don't think you want to make hands such that large. Large hands are clumsy. They cannot manage small buttons diaper pins, rubber bands on ponytails, even remove the splinters caused by baseball bats. And God smiled and said, yes, but they are large enough to hold everything a small boy empties from his pocket at the end of the day, or to hold a cup of child's face in his hands. Then God molded the long, slim legs and broad shoulders, and the angel nearly had a heart attack. But boy, this is the end of the week, he said. How can you pull a child so close to him without the kid falling between his legs? The God smiled and said, a mother needs a lap, but a father needs a strong shoulder to pull a sled, to balance a boy on a bicycle, to hold a sleepy head on the way home from church. And then God was in the middle of creating two largest feet that anybody saw, and the angel could not contain any longer. It's not fair. Do you honestly think that these large boats are going to get out of bed early in the morning when the baby cries, or walk through a small birthday party without crushing at least one or three of the guests? God smiled and said, they will work, you see. They will scare off the mice from the cabin. They will leave footprints that will be a challenge for the child to follow. And so God worked through the night, giving the father a few words and a firm voice and eyes that saw everything. Finally, almost as an afterthought, he added tears. And then he turned to the angel and said, now are you satisfied that he can love as much as the mother? The angel was silent. Let me tell you, God loves his children. As a father, God has created you to love your children. നിങ്ങളുടെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെ സ്നേഹിക്കണം, സ്വന്തം ജീവനെ പോലെ. You need to love our children, number one. Number two, we see about God is he encourages his children. You know, God is very quick to encourage his children. God encouraged Moses in the burning bush when he was about to deliver the nation of Israel. God encouraged Joshua as Joshua was set to conquer the promised land. God encouraged him with his words, with his presence, and with his assistance. Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For your Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go. God saw the things his children could do. He encouraged them to go out and do them. Remember how God spoke to Gideon when he was a timid man, and God encouraged him to fight a mighty battle. You know, today, sadly, many fathers are there to criticize rather than encourage your children. It is very important to watch your words. The Bible says, Ephesians 4:29, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful to build others according to the need, so that it will benefit to those who listen. So number two, the lesson is God encourages his children. And number three, the final, is that God disciplines his children as well. God is good, God is loving, God is encouraging, but he disciplines. It is the father who should discipline your children. He does not leave to the mother to do the hard job. It is the father who should stand firmly. When a child is turning away from tracks, the father should stand and discipline his children where it is needed. Because he does not discipline in spite of his goodness, but because of his goodness. He does not discipline in spite of his love, but because of his love. Deuteronomy 8:5 says, know then in your heart, as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Proverbs 3:12 says, the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father in the son that he delights. The father who disciplines his child is reflecting the character of God. There is a passage in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 10 and 11 that says, our father disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace to those who are trained by it. So let me close here. What is our responsibility as father? Our responsibility as fathers is to bring up our children in the training and admonition of the Lord. Fathers, God has made you the principal trainer in your family. When you see your child doing a mischief, doing something, don't sit and smile and say, oh, that's good. No. If he does like this, he will compound his problems. When they are small, as a father, don't be so much all the time not disciplining. I know there are instances in this country. You know, you say that you always, you know, take care of them and love them and pat them and hug them. And I know all that, but there are times a father should discipline his children when they are falling away, when they are going in the wrong direction. There are many passages in the Bible. Last year we had a full series of parenting, biblical parenting. For those who attended, you know, Psalm 78, Deuteronomy chapter 6, many other passages tells us, teach your children when you sit down, when you stand up, when you walk along, when you lie down, when you pass from one generation to the other, you should speak to your children and you should discipline them. You should take them to the right way or the wrong way. You need to discipline them about God and you should tell them about who God is. You know, you need to teach them not about the might and power, not about the various things of the world, but you teach them to understand and appreciate God as a God of love. The primary objective of a father is to instill in them the love of God. Devathodulla sneham. As a father, you are the one by your example that you instill in them. And that is what we need to do. So Matthew tells in Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount, therefore you shall be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Our God is a good model for us to follow. He is a good, good Father. Can we all just stand up on our feet for a moment? For all the fathers I want to talk to you and say, I want you to close your eyes and bow your heads for a moment. I want you to surrender your hearts to the Lord and say, Lord, help me to be a good father. We heard so many attributes of God, a God who is trustworthy. Lord, help me to be trustworthy. Help me to provide for my children. Every eye closed. I want every eye to be closed, not looking around. Young people, everybody, close your eyes. It's a time of looking inside. You know, God talks to you, but you don't listen. God talks to you through people. You don't listen. And you say, God, where are you? Why don't talk to me? I'm telling you this morning to the fathers, God is talking to you. Be like your heavenly Father. Be perfect like me. Do what I'm doing. Follow me as I have done. God is our heavenly Father. Let us be trustworthy. Let us provide for the needs. Let us sustain them. Let us deliver them. Let us redeem them. Let us show our love to them. Let us encourage our children. And at the same time, let us discipline them as well. Can we look up to God this morning? I want us to lift our hands to the Lord and say, Lord, you are a good, good Father. I want to follow after you. I want you to be my model in every day of my life. Many times I'm impatient. I'm very angry. Many times my behavior is not the best within my family. I speak things that are not to be spoken. I behave in a very ungodly way. Lord, teach me to be more like you. I look at my good, good Father, Lord, and I could learn from you. Can we all sing together and worship the Lord?
Never a thousand stories of
you. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Father, we look up to you this morning, realizing that you are a perfect model for us to follow. Lord, as fathers, we have failed many times in our words, in our behaviors, in our actions towards our children. We have not given time adequately to our children when they needed us so much. We have not gone to their level many times. We have been too busy running around with the things around us. Today, Lord, I pray that you help us to realize that as fathers, we will be compassionate, we will be loving, we will be encouraging, Lord. We will make sure that they grow up in godly ways, because we are the principal trainer of our children as they grow up in this world. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us this morning. Thank you for the encouraging words. I pray that you bless every father. And those who are married and without children, I pray that, Lord, you bless the wombs. And I pray that you bless our families. Those who are not married, I pray that you give good life partners, Father, Lord, that it will be for your glory. I give you all the thanks and praises to you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray.